Certainly from the committee's point of view, we're delighted how it went, Chris. We had over 900 entries. So, you know, the numbers are starting to get back to where they were previously, which we're delighted with. And as you say, the weather held up. There's just a slight drizzle now at this stage when we're waiting on the last probably 10 to come in. So we're delighted how everything went.
And at the front of the course, some great competition amongst the more elite runners.
Absolutely. We were saying that yesterday on the preview that you were expecting a great race between the men and the women leading runners. And as that turned out to be, very, very close. City of Derry runner that we weren't aware that was coming, PJ Williamson, and then Donald Farron, who we did suspect to be in the sort of top three. Both those battled it out, and it was a great race to the finish. And again, likewise, in the women's race, we had said about Ciara Toner and Nolene Scanlon yesterday, and it turned out that way, except Nolene beating Ciara in, so it was a great result for her.
A very colourful occasion with all the different tops, and good to see representation from all over the Northwest.
Yeah, and it's the reason it was named Northwest 10K originally, so to capture the whole sort of Donegal, Derry, Sligo, Leitrim, wherever they, you know, come from like that. So, as you say, a lot of club vests out there today from all sort of clubs in the Northwest. So we're delighted that they support us every year.
And for so many people today, it was their first time doing it, and for them, they'll always remember it.
They will, indeed, and I think we always say that this race in particular, it might be the only event that people do in a year. They come out and support, no matter what charities it is, they like to support, you know, a charity event. And we see that from people walking, to jogging, you know, and then we have the elite runners as well. So it is a great mix, a great race for that reason.